Hi, it's Pearl Bank. Welcome to the second B6 Legacy Champion podcast. We have been looking at local communities as well as the Olympics. The question being on our mind is, are people excited about the Olympics or are they still affected by last summer's riots? In our last podcast, we took to the streets of Clapton in Hackney and found out. Now today, we'll be looking at the results and actions needed. Michael, did you enjoy about conducting the research?
Well, it has been nice meeting new people and people that live in the community and interviewing them on their thoughts about the Olympics and how it's going to affect their community, whether they're shopkeepers or just local people.
Okay, so what was the most negative aspect of this part of the research?
Well, some older members of the community did not know the Olympics were coming. This was a shock and we wondered what we could do. We got in touch with Richard Catton, lead program and project manager at Hackney Council, to see what the council are doing to inform the local community about the Olympics and the effects it may have on them. A lot of people are concerned about traffic congestion and a large increase of people on public transport. Richard was also surprised at our findings, but explained to us that there's been a lot of articles in Hackney today. A council-produced local newspaper which goes to every household in the borough. There have been residents' engagement meetings running for a few years now. He assured us that there will be a significant increase in communications and engagement activities in the approach of the games, and that they are conscious of the communications needed from various groups in Hackney. We also saw a document called Doing the Day Job, which involves transport briefing, which has details of where there will be increased congestion, website links and maps. We were really happy with his response to our query.
Okay, so what was the most positive aspect to the research?
A lot of the feedback was positive, with more than one person saying they love the area. People are excited about the Olympics and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much. In the college, we have researched 28 students to find out what they think about the Olympics and the community. The majority of the students knew something about the Olympics, although 60% of the students interviewed did not know about it. 80% thought the games will have negative effect on them in regards to travel, most visitors and expenses. However, the same percent, 18, will be directly involved through employment, and one is even volunteering at the games. They also recognize the importance of the games for employment in the area. The majority of the students felt education opportunities is the best thing about this area and feel a great sense of community. Crime, unemployment and lack of facilities figured high on their worries of the area. There were a lot of positive experience that have had in the community, including volunteering, being offered the chance to do cultural events, sports, meeting new friends and amazing teachers. Although there are negative issues cropping up in our research, we feel these are outweighed by the positive experiences and opportunities being presented from the games.
We also contacted a number of sports professionals in the borough to find out about their views on the Olympics coming to Hackney. They had a good knowledge about the Olympics. Although they were worried about various issues in the community, including employment issues, crime, and increased traffic during game times. Positive experience included being able to motivate people in the borough through sport and being able to be proud of their involvement and development sport for acne. One was directly involved in the Paralympics and organizes the Acne School Sports Championship, which is a full. One was directly involved in the Paralympics and organizes the Acne School Sports Championships, which is a fully inclusive inter-schools Paralympic sports competition. Really like the sound of this and hope to get involved in July.
Following from these findings, we plan to celebrate the Olympics coming to our borough and our city with a showcase of local talent, the positive aspects to our borough. The showcase entails the London 2012 showcase, will take place on the 9th of May, and we are in the busy planning stage. We also plan to work with Represent Radio, a youth-led radio, to let them know what our project's about. Thanks for listening. More details about the show will be on the B6 Sports Twitter and Facebook. Thank you.